Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, M. Houchin, H-O-U-C-H-I-N. Address is 3173 Coronado Road, Chico, California, 95973-0305. Phone is 530-588-6307. ID is... XXX/XXX7199, date of birth August 8th, 1950. Insurance is Medicare/GEHA. Pharmacy is CVS Esplanade Chico / Caremark. It is addressed to Dr. Robert S. Avila, A-V-I-L-L-A-D-O, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-35509, 530-345-0064, 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is persistent body movement suggesting chorea / tremor. Subparagraph, recent history and findings of cutaneous lymphoma - treated. Metastatic colon cancer - treated. Remote history of progressive and continuous weakness. New paragraph, clinical findings of, and lists these vertically. Stage 4 kidney disease. Acute myelobastic lymphoma now in remission. Involuntary movements. Hypertension, chronic weakness, recent fall with left metatarsal fracture. Previous history, necrotizing fasciitis, diabetes mellitus, abdominal wall hernia, skin erythema, history of whole body radiation therapy, thyroid disorder, continuously since you left. Both three of these charts had to be dictated. One of them was came back with no report.
I know.
I know.
They need a sleep study on them. We can't get one without a report.
I know.
I haven't been out to get your thing yet, so.
Okay. Well, right now it seems to be printing.
Okay. How much longer do you think they'll be?
An hour.
Okay.
How were the kids?
You know, they just find them.
I know. Current clinical symptoms of difficulty arising from bed and ambulation, dash variable, having to slide out of bed with grossly decreased sensation, new paragraph, recent neurological evaluation by Dr. Navin, N-A-V-I-N, Varma, V-A-R-M-A-M-D, Enlo Hospital.
Do you have the ones that I can put away that are done, or are they out there?
I put them out there as I do them.
Okay.
Staff neurologist. Evaluation for movement disorder. Reporting history of cruciform movements identified in all four extremities. Presenting in July of 2022. Responding to Keppra and clonazepam. With subsequent recurrence of symptoms a week before evaluation on June 13th, 2023, with consideration for possible paraneoplastic syndrome. Dr. Varma indicated that evaluation July 2022, after 6 days of cruciform movement onset with pressure over arms and legs symptoms, MRI scan did not demonstrate infarct. Diagnostic testing showed a speckled pattern on ANA titer of 1 to 60 with negative ACE, rheumatoid factor, SSA, SSB, scleroderma, ANCA, C3, C4, J01, ANA, Smith's, Lyme, RPR. Neuronal antibodies, Purkinje cell, ANA 1, 2, PCCA, 1, TR, CV2, all negative. EEG normal, initiated on Keppra and Klonopin, with some reported clinical improvement, with subsequent discontinuation of clonazepam. Prior to this evaluation, the patient again developed movements in her arms, progressing into her legs. With no altered mental status. Transient improvement after nighttime administration of Ativan and Dofran. History of fall and fracture of the foot. New paragraph. History of red skin syndrome in the hands and feet with peeling of the palms. I want your underlying peeling of the palms. New paragraph. Medication list was extensive for recent medications, including Reglan injection, 5 milligrams, IV, treatment with allopurinol. General examination was unremarkable. Neurological examination showed speech interrupted by movements, easily following commands and participation. History of cough. Cranial nerve evaluation reported normal, tongue in the midline. Preserved motor with limited testing in the left lower extremity, parenthesis trauma, fracture. Symmetrical sensory findings. Coordination demonstrates persistent Van Shyke choreiform movements in the upper extremities. Lower extremities more on the left, commonly involving the face, tongue, and neck. Clinically able to perform rapid alternating and successive movements and finger-to-finger targeting. Positive Babinski signs. Laboratory showed evidence of hyperchloremic alkalosis, with increased alkaline phosphatase and liver ALT, glucose of 140. There were findings of fractures of the distal 2nd through 5th metatarsals. Clinical evaluation included identification of osteoporosis, obesity, abdominal abscess in 2019, dyslipidemia, hypothyroidism, gout, postnasal drip, dizziness and giddiness onset of 2017, onset of diabetes identified at that time, nasopharyngitis identified at that time, chronic kidney disease identified at that time, no findings of substance abuse, left knee surgery, hip arthroplasty, 1993, Mohs surgery, 5-2023, crown of the scalp, she was prescribed Keppra 500 milligrams BID. Gabapentin was decreased and discontinued. It was indicated that she needed neurological referral because her movements increased. She reported exercise intolerance. Muscle aches and weakness with difficulty walking without arthralgias. She identified tremor and gait disturbance. Her chorea was reported to be improved following discharge, with concern that medications were producing her fatigue. The family reports substantially increased sleeping for a period of time until the medicines were readjusted and clonazepam was tapered and discontinued. Her follow-up appointments identified progression of her movements and spasticity, stroke was excluded on evaluation. The increase in gabapentin and Keppra was associated with increased sleeping up to 20 hours a day, associated with her motor dysfunction, difficulty getting out of bed, and struggling for consumption, and a regular cough. New paragraph. Suzanne was seen today accompanied by her husband and one other family member, providing additional information. New paragraph. By report, her medications have been tapered. And in review, historically, it would seem that her somnolence and increased sleeping with tiredness was associated with the addition of clonazepam to her regimen. While gabapentin may have contributed to her symptoms, certainly the Keppra, historically and clinically, may have helped control her symptoms, which appear on examination today to be dyskinetic in nature, as identified by Dr. Varma, new paragraph. In consideration of her history and clinical findings, which are essentially the same, including Babinski signs, reduced deep tendon reflexes, continuous motor choreiform type movement, more prominent in the head and neck today, with sensory changes suggesting a chronic neuropathy, at least in the lower extremities. I would suggest follow-up on the clinical evaluation that has been completed, including all the imaging studies for review, including head, neck, and lumbar spine, new paragraph. At this time, her diagnosis remains movement disorder, suggesting chorea of uncertain etiology. New paragraph, I am ordering additional laboratory testing for a comprehensive completion of the comprehensive evaluation, including nutritional bioassays of vitamins, both water and fat soluble, and mineral elements, as well as exclusion of toxic poisoning substances, a CA-125, a paraneoplastic antibody expanded evaluation panel, Huntington's disease mutation analysis, autoimmune neurology antibody comprehensive panel, and a sensory motor complete antibody panel with testing for copper, ceruloplasmin, and zinc. New paragraph. I've discussed her need for evaluation with the family, new paragraph. We will order and complete a diagnostic electroencephalogram, new paragraph. I'm scheduling her for electrodiagnostic testing in the lower extremities for evaluation of neuropathy. New paragraph, I'll see her for reevaluation of the results of her testing in consideration for further recommendations. New paragraph, at this time, I believe that we should continue with the Keppra and increase the dosage to 750 milligrams twice a day, since clinically her tremor symptoms dash the dyskinesia resolved at higher Keppra levels previously, with complications of drowsiness and somnolence when taking clonazepam and gabapentin. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and sign with my professional signature.